person who really surprised me on the red carpet, Montel Williams. Montel, of course, who has, you know, recently in an interview said that, you know, I will smoke weed till I die because he has MS, and we understand that. But I didn't know Montel had a song, but yeah, he does. Listen to this.
Well, you know, I've been a big country music fan for a long time. My family's from Tennessee, and we get to Nashville quite a bit. So, you know, it's good to be out. I got a song up on iTunes that I'm using to raise money for MS. It was written by Billy Dean and Chuck Cannon, two big country western writers. And, you know, I just got to support.
He sings it?
Montel sings. And I urge everyone to YouTube it.
He's not murdering a hit. He's singing it.
I urge everyone to YouTube it. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean,
It's for a good cause.
Okay.
So that, you know, I feel positive about it. So because it's for a good cause, I'm going to give Montel a lot of love.
Okay.
And Lionel Richie has had some country flavored songs in the past too.
Yeah, he did some stuff in Kenny Rogers.
Kenny's on this record, but I mean, he goes, this is pretty hardcore country, and it's. I mean, listen. There's not country, R&B, the blues, everything. You know, it's not that far away from each other, but it's interesting. And I've enjoyed Tuskegee, and I think it's nice. It was just a departure for me, and I didn't expect Lionel to go there. So I was glad I got an explanation that it was Nicole who really kind of pushed him and said, this is what you need to do, Daddy, which was cool. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, let's get to the thing that a lot of people are talking about, and this is Evelyn Lozado from Basketball Wives going to get in trouble because, you know, everybody knows she dated Antoine Walker for a while, and he was sued by a trustee when he filed for bankruptcy. Antoine now living on $25,000 a month, and I mean $25,000 a year. He's and Antoine hurting, but the trustee in the case when he filed for bankruptcy believes now that Evelyn was stashing away $560,000 for Antoine. She used it to open up her Miami boutique in the trustee's eyes. And now Evelyn could be sued for that money. Here's the thing at the end of the day, and I know Antoine well. I used to see him when I worked for ESPN in the casino in Connecticut, gambling many a night with a massive entourage. And he lived the NBA lifestyle hard, and the NBA lifestyle bit him hard in the end. But you have to believe, come on, that the woman that you share your life with had some part in not only your demise, but she also got some of your money.
Yeah.
And so it'll be very interesting to see what happens in this case and if Evelyn now is forced to pay that money back, because $560,000 is a lot of money, and you know where that money would have to come from most likely.
Cinco.
And so it's an interesting dynamic. And like I said, listen, she's nice, she's great, but Antoine, who was foolish with his money, Antoine was foolish with his money, but you have to look back and say who played a part in your demise.
So between Ocho Cinco, the store, and the Basketball Wives money, she's got some coin to pay back, right?
Well, she's making about $15,000 an episode on Basketball Wives, so she makes good money. She and Chad have a show coming up, so on VH1, so they're gonna do well. She's making a good living right now, but I just think when you are mandated by the court to pay back that kind of money, then it becomes an issue. You're digging into your pockets deep, and that's a lot of money. Now, I will tell you this, Chad is a person I did a show with, and I've never met anyone who is a marketing genius outside of Chris Kardashian like Chad Ochocinco. He is a marketing genius, and he knows how to make money and rainmake like nobody I've ever seen. But I just think it's interesting that, you know, the long arms of this Antoine Walker situation just won't go away, and that Evelyn is still being plagued by, you know, the financial troubles of Antoine Walker. And here's a guy who, you know, doesn't own a car, is eating cold cuts now, who, you know, made more than $100 million during his basketball career and blew through it all because he was trying to carry around and take care of too many people.
Yeah, everybody mooching there. Yeah.
Well, and trust me, many a night I saw him in the casino.
And you were in the casino doing what?
No. Getting a only report. For work. If I had to go by there for work.
Okay.
I still got my house is okay. I paid the kids.
I'm working.
They're going to school again.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you, Kevin Frazier.
And his website is hiphollywood.com.
Hip Hollywood.
Hip Hollywood. The Insider and hiphollywood.com.